Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Week in Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Hey everyone, we are back again this week. Unfortunately, Matteo is not with us, but fortunately for him, he is actually traveling. He went back to see his family in Italy. So Gina and I are going to be a duo this week. And there's a ton of news.
Oh, yes.
I can't believe how much news we have this week. There's just so many different things happening. Our summer Christmas is here because the Grand Prix assignments came out. And they came out on a Sunday, which is not normal.
Nope.
Usually it's during the week. And they came out the day after a fan created their own table of Grand Prix assignments and kind of... Well, they did a really good job with them because they looked realistic, but then our friends at Anything GOEs had said, no, they don't usually come out on the weekend, you know. And what does the ISU do? On Sunday, they released the Grand Prix assignments. I don't think any of us were ready for it.
No, and I did see that fan that posted their Grand Prix assignments on, I think it was on Saturday. So when it started coming in my feed on Sunday when I was eating my lunch, I was like, oh, you know, I saw Golden Skate. I think that was the first outlet I saw tweet about Grand Prix assignments. And I was like, oh, Golden Skate, you fell for that. And then I go to the ISU page and I was like, wait. And then I look in my email and I'm like, I got press releases. This is real. So that fan really got me because at first I was skeptical. I'm like, it's Sunday? Are these really Grand Prix assignments? And sure enough, they were. Was not expecting that yesterday at all. Was not ready for it. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's definitely not something that we're accustomed to. And... I admit, when I first saw them on Saturday, I was thinking, wait a minute, really on a Saturday? But instead of taking them at face value, I went around looking at other social media accounts, and that's when I saw different people talking about, oh, these are not real. Well, whoever did them did a pretty good job because they looked realistic.
Yeah, they were pretty realistic. The only thing I caught was Bella and Vanya were listed as pairs and not ice dance.
Okay.
And of course, Bella and Vanya also don't have a Grand Prix assignment, so that was wishful thinking for whoever created that. But yeah, that was the one thing I caught. I was like, wait a minute, they didn't switch to pairs to my knowledge.
We're going to be talking about the Grand Prix assignments in a little bit. And there is still an opportunity because there is a TBD dance slot that's going to be open for Skate America that someone will get. And so maybe it will be Bella and Vanya, or it could be a number of other teams that mm-hmm. have formed partnerships or are entering their second or third season. I guess we will learn more about that as the season goes on. But jumping into general skating news, and before we get to Grand Prix assignment news, this kind of came out just not long before we started recording this podcast today. Christine Brennan reported on Twitter that Court of Arbitration for Sport is going to hold a hearing on Wednesday on all three of Russia's appeals in the Kamila Valieva doping case. If these are all dismissed, it would clear the path for the U.S. team gold medal ceremony to take place on August 7th during the Paris Olympics. Now, again, this is just those three appeals that Russia put forward. There is also another issue that is going to be before CAS, which is between Skate Canada and the ISU, the IOC, and the Figure Skating Federation of Russia regarding the bronze medal and the way that points were calculated. That will not take place at this hearing, but will take place at a later date. It's incredible to think that this is all going to take place on June 12th. The day after this podcast comes out, they're having this hearing. So it's pretty amazing that hopefully maybe we'll have an answer to this very soon.
Yes. Yes. And hopefully, you know, the skaters will find out if they're heading to Paris to get their medals in 2 months.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. We both would love to be there for that ceremony, but we also want the athletes to have what they mm-hmm. want for a ceremony. And so once they get through this, maybe we'll have someone come on and chat with us to talk about what this experience is like.
All right, so we'll go back now to the Grand Prix assignments. Again, they were announced on Sunday. Not many of us were expecting that. You know, I knew they were coming in a couple days, but I didn't. They've never come out on a weekend like that before. But people have been saying maybe it has to do with the fact that the ISU Congress is underway right now and they wanted to get them out before the Congress began. And we'll talk about the Congress in a little bit. But yeah, they came out yesterday, or, well, June 9th. We're recording this on Monday here. All four world champions are competing in the Grand Prix. So Kaori Sakamoto, Ilya Malinin, Deanna Stiletto-Dudek and Maxim Deschamps, and Madison Chalk and Evan Bates were all listed on the Grand Prix. Of course, you looked at the Grand Prix assignments and you knew one person's name wasn't there, and that was Shomo Ono, as he announced his retirement in May. But we had some familiar faces returning to the Grand Prix, one being Jason Brown. He's returning to the Grand Prix after sitting out the last two seasons. Alyssa Liu, who is returning to competition. She has two Grand Prix assignments. Some people not listed that maybe we were still hoping there would be possibly a comeback. It was Gabriella Papadakis and Guillaume Cizeron are not listed. Alexa Kinnearum and Brandon Fraser also not listed, and neither team has announced their retirement. Also, Caitlin Hawaiik and Jean-Luc Baker are not listed, even though they're still listed on U.S. Figure Skating's ISP. We don't know what's going on with them. Riku Mura and Ryuichi Kiara will return to the Grand Prix circuit after missing it last year due to injury. And there are a few debuts. If you checked out the Grand Prix assignments, 2024 ISU World Junior Pairs Champions Anastasia Melikina and Luca Baruvala of Georgia, who competed on the Junior Grand Prix last year. They're going to debut on the Senior Grand Prix as a team, but they both have competed on the Senior Grand Prix before with previous partners. And the World Junior Dance Champions, Leonessa and Artem Markelov, will debut also on the Senior Grand Prix. So there were, and then there's a couple other debuts as well that we will mention as we go through the disciplines. All right, so we'll get started with the men. Ilya Malinin will skate back-to-back Grand Prix. So he will kick off the Grand Prix season at Skate America and then we'll do Skate Canada. Now, he won the last two Skate Americas. This is his first time competing at Skate Canada. Yuma Kageyama will be competing back-to-back as well, but he's going to be competing later in the season with NHK Trophy and Finlandia Trophy. Now, Finlandia Trophy is the Finland Grand Prix event, not to be confused with the Challenger Series that used to be called Finlandia Trophy. That's not happening this year. So just if you hear us say Finlandia Trophy, it's the Grand Prix event. He is the reigning NHK Trophy champion. But this is Yuma's first time competing in Finland. I don't think he's ever competed in Finland. Adam Siho-Himfa will be competing at France and China. Same two Grand Prix events that he competed in last year and won. Now, those are the three reigning world medalists. And it is customary that the world medalists do not compete against each other on the Grand Prix. So those three will not see each other until possibly the Grand Prix final. As mentioned, Jason Brown is making his return to the Grand Prix for the first time since the 2021-2022 season. He's competing at Skate Canada and NHK Trophy. Switzerland's Lucas Brischke is competing at the Grand Prix France and NHK Trophy. And looks like Kevin Amos is going to compete next season after withdrawing from Worlds to focus on his mental health. He has two Grand Prix assignments, Skate America and Finland. Also, Matteo Rizzo will return after missing Worlds. He missed Worlds to have surgery. He's competing at NHK in China, and those are later Grand Prix assignments for him. Daniel Grossel is listed on the Grand Prix again after not competing last season. He has just one assignment, Finland, and I know a lot of people were posting about that on social media about him having a Grand Prix assignment. Fans are excited about this one. Donovan Carrillo is returning to the Grand Prix. He's been assigned Skate America, and the last time he competed at Skate America was in 2022. I remember seeing him there in Norwood. Velter Virtanen, who attempted pair skating but returned to singles, will compete at Finlandia Trophy, his first Grand Prix event since 2022. Junwon Cha is competing in Canada and Finland. And we have a number of Grand Prix debuts. Francois Pinot of France, Aleska Rakic of Canada, Hyungyeom Kim of Korea, Hyuyeon Lim of Korea, Valdemir Somolov of Poland, and Adam Higuera of Slovakia.
That sounds action-packed. It's going to be really strange, though, this season without Shoma Uno on the Grand Prix series.
Yeah.
It's been a fixture for such a long time. So this is going to be fun. Nonetheless, there's a lot of talent out there.
Yeah.
In the women's event, Kaori Sakamoto kicks off her Grand Prix season at Skate Canada, just like she did last year when she won the event. She was assigned to NHK. Last year, she wasn't assigned to NHK and competed in Finland instead. World silver medalist Isabella Vito is going to compete at Skate America and Finland. And world bronze medalist Chaeyoung Kim will compete in France and China. As customary, the medalists will not go up against each other on the Grand Prix. Luna Hendricks will be competing in France and Finland. Kimi Rapond has two Grand Prix assignments, Skate Canada and China. Haiyan Lee will compete at Skate America and NHK Trophy. As we mentioned before, Alyssa Liu is back on the Grand Prix series. She has not been skating on the Grand Prix since 21-22 season. She will compete at Skate Canada and NHK Trophy, which means she's going to go up against Kaori Sakamoto. Brady Tinnell is assigned to Skate America an NHK trophy. And two of the debuts on this year's series, Livia Kaiser of Switzerland and Sofia Stepchenko of Latvia.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see Alyssa Liu back, you know, especially she gets her two Grand Prix assignments against the reigning world champion. Exciting there. Amber Glenn also has two Grand Prix assignments. I was a little surprised she was not assigned as the national champion to Skate America.
Seems a little different because usually the national champions are assigned to Skate America. But maybe they looked at Isabeau's silver medal finish.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to tell Anne when she pointed it out to me. She goes, Amber doesn't have Skate America. And I was like, well, maybe it's because the world silver medalist kind of trumps, I guess, the national champion when it comes to that. So, well, moving on to pairs, Deanna Stiletto-Dudek and Maxime Deschamps will skate at Skate Canada in Finlandia Trophy. Riku Mura and Ryuichi Kiara return to the Grand Prix after missing it last season, and they will kick off their Grand Prix season at Skate America. They will also skate in front of their home crowd at NHK Trophy. Minerva Fabian Haas and Nikita Volodin will skate in France and China. And again, as we said, the world medalists won't meet on the Grand Prix, you know, and potentially they will meet at the Grand Prix final. Sarah Conti and Niccolò Machi are competing at France and China. The other two Italian teams, 2024 European champions Lucrezia Beccari and Matteo Guris, and 2024 European bronze medalists Rebecca Gilardi and Filippo Ambrosini, both have two assignments. Now, Conti and Machi and Gilardi and Ambrosini will compete against each other in France. So I thought that was interesting that the Italian teams are all kind of have different Grand Prix assignments except one time when they will compete against each other. Annika Hawk and Robert Kunkel will compete at Skate Canada and NHK Trophy. Emily Chan and Spencer Howe will return to the Grand Prix after missing last season due to Spencer's recovery from shoulder surgery. They will compete in Canada and Finland. Now, some Grand Prix debuts. Elisa Efimova and Misha Mitrofanov of the United States are going to be on the Grand Prix, along with Naomi Williams and Lachlan Luer. And as we mentioned before, Anastasia Melikina and Luca Baruvala will be competing on the Senior Grand Prix. It's a debut for them as a team, but they both have competed on the Grand Prix with previous partners.
Well, in dance, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates are going to compete at, no surprise, Skate America, plus NHK Trophy. This marks their 13th Grand Prix season together. 12th Grand Prix season if you don't count the 2020 domestic Skate America. 15 Grand Prix seasons if you want to count the two seasons they were on the Grand Prix with their previous partners.
That's just crazy. I just wanted to, I found out that information and I'm like, we talk about people making their debuts and then we have people who've been on the Grand Prix for more than a decade.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, keeping with that theme, Piper Gillis and Paul Poirier are also back for another season. They are competing at Skate Canada International and Finlandia Trophy. This is their 12th season on the Grand Prix together. And Paul, I believe, had a couple of seasons with his previous partner. So he's been on the series for a while. Charlène Guignard and Marco Fabbri will compete at France and China. This is their 12th season on the Grand Prix. Again, world medalists don't meet on the Grand Prix series. Lila Fear and Lewis Gibson are going to be competing at Skate America and Finland. Lawrence Fournier-Beaudry and Nikolai Sorensen are listed to compete at Skate America and NHK Trophy. Fun story, Allison Reed and Solius Ambrulovicius are competing at France and NHK Trophy in back-to-back Grand Prix. But Allison's sister Kathy is going to be at NHK Trophy as a coach because her team of Yutana Yoshida, Messiah Morita will be making their Grand Prix debut at NHK Trophy. Both of the...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy and Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Those teams, we'll talk about it in a second, because Asuza Tanaka, Shingo Nishiyama will also be debuting at NHK Trophy. So Japan has two dance teams that are going to be debuting at their home Grand Prix event. Unfortunately, Olivia Smart did not get her wish to go to Japan. She's going to Skate America and Cup of China for their assignments. And we have a bunch of debuts, as I just mentioned, the two Japanese teams. Elizabeth Kachenko and Alexei Kalyakov of Israel will be debuting on the series this year. They are going to be at Skate America. Leah Nesset and Artem Markalov of the U.S. will also be at Skate America, and they have a second event as well. There was a little bit of a surprise, though, because Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky were listed on the Grand Prix series, but their intention is to stay another year of junior. So that assignment will probably be reassigned to someone else. So that, you know, interesting. But the top two teams from last year's Junior World Championships will be skating senior this year.
Yeah. So we will put the full tables for all four disciplines in our show notes. We didn't mention everybody because that would have taken a long time to do. And we've got a lot of other news in this episode. So if you wanted to find out who was going where and we didn't mention them, just go to our show notes, which are now on our website. So thisweekinskating.com. Well, moving on to some other general skating news. Yesterday, we got some sad news. U.S. figure skating and the skating world in general is mourning the loss of coaching legend Frank Carroll, who passed away on June 9th. A member of the World and U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fames, Frank was instrumental in the careers of numerous Olympic and world champions and many future Hall of Famers. Names like Linda Fradiani, Michelle Kwan, Timothy Gable, Evan Lysacek, and the late Dennis Ten. He also coached Tiffany Chen, Christopher Bowman, Nicole Bobeck, and Gracie Gold. He was 85 years old. In lieu of flowers, friends, loved ones are encouraging donations to the Memorial Fund, which supports U.S. figure skating athletes, and we'll have that link in our show notes if you would like to make a donation. U.S. figure skating did post an obituary today. USA Today had a story with a statement from Michelle Kwan, and NBC Olympics had a statement from Evan Lysacek, and we will have those links in our show notes. A lot of skaters are posting tributes to Frank Carroll on social media, so we're sending our thoughts and well wishes to the Carroll family, as well as to all who were touched or coached by Frank and will miss him greatly. He was definitely a big part of our sport, and so he will definitely be missed.
Yes. Members of the Korean national figure skating team violated training regulations during their overseas training trip to Italy. There is an article that we will link in our show notes. We will mention that Jia Shin and Junhua Cha were not at this Italian training camp. We'll post the link.
Well, as I said earlier, the ISU Congress is underway in Las Vegas. It opened today, June 10th, with two full Congress sessions. And then later on, we're recording here in the evening on Monday, but they were also going to be doing branch workshops later on today. Technical rule amendments in those branch workshops. I listened for a bit today. Some things I was hearing were interesting, you know, possibly new websites, having two new websites, one being a fan-facing website and one being an organizational website, redeveloping the app. I even heard that the ISU president bought his first pair of figure skates and took his first figure skating lessons this spring, and Evan Bates got a shout out for that because he said something like, I know you're smiling, Evan. So that was cool. They talked a lot about Vision 2030 and listed some of the growth and innovations that to generate more revenue, like some LED signage for rinks and the Kiss and Cry, a possible documentary for the Olympic season, brand names on costumes. Also later on, in the second session today, it appears that Gracie Gold addressed the Congress via like an interview. I did not see that part yet. I'll have to go back and watch it. But so it's in full swing. We'll keep you posted. And they haven't really got to proposals. This is just kind of the opening. It's a general, like, so there's speed skating people there. The figure skating people are there. And again, as I said, later on this evening, they're going to break up into the branches, and that'll continue into the rest of the week because it goes until June 14th. The full Congress and closing session is June 14th, and we'll put the link on where you can watch it as well as the agenda in our show notes.
Well, the ISU posted the countries that have placed bids for the following competitions. Of course, the 2025 European Championships need a new home. So Sofia, Bulgaria, Tallinn, Estonia, Gdansk, Poland, and Erzurum, Turkey are the countries and locations that have put in bids. You know I support Tallinn after everything they've done to pull things together. But good luck to all the cities to see where it ends up. Shenyang City in China is the only city so far that has bid for four continents in 2027. 2027 Worlds has been bid on by Beijing, China, Tampere, Finland, Dortmund, Germany, Budapest, Hungary, Kaunas, Lithuania. Well, we all know that Kaunas, Lithuania is a great host based on what we saw last year. 2028 Europeans, Gdansk, Poland, and Kaunas, Lithuania. And the 2028 World Championships, Kaunas, Lithuania, Vienna, Austria, Dortmund, Germany, and Malmo, Sweden. There have not been any bids yet for the 2028 Four Continents or the 2028 World Junior Championships. I would love to see the World Junior Championships come to the U.S.
Yeah, and you know, Lithuania, they want something. They want a world championships that they're bidding for either 2027 or 2028. And they don't mind having Europeans again either. So hopefully they'll get one of those events in the coming years because they definitely did an amazing job with this year's European championships. Well, they also mentioned synchro. The ISU posted the countries that placed a bid for the following synchro competitions. It was the 2026 World Junior Synchronized Skating Championships. Gdansk, Poland put a bid. No bid yet for the 2027 World Junior Synchronized Skating Championships and the 2028 World Junior and Senior Synchronized Skating Championships. 2026 and 2027 World Synchros were already allotted to Austria and Great Britain, respectively.
And if Gina could teleport, she would definitely be going to World Synchros in Great Britain.
Yep, but I have on my calendar U.S. Synchros, I think, this year. I think that's happening in 2025.
So the all-event tickets for Skate Canada International will be available for pre-sale on Monday, June 10th, which is the day we are recording this. and on sale to the public on Thursday, June 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, Skate Canada International is taking place at the Scotiabank Center in Halifax, Nova Scotia, from October 24th through the 27th. You know, I've thought about a little road trip because I could drive there. However, not sure.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of talking about that this weekend because I talked to Anne after the Grand Prix assignments came out, and she's now considering going to Skate America because she really liked the lineup, and she wasn't planning to go because she is trying to move. But she said, you know, Daphne really should go and drive up to Halifax and go to Skate Canada. So she was planning for you to go.
There's potential there. We'll definitely see.
She's planning your trips on top of her own trips.
Okay, that's good.
Well, moving on to event results, the Irish National Championships took place this past weekend. Carolyn Soucis and Shane Ferris, the now newlyweds, won a second national title. They skated their old rhythm dance, however, presented a new free dance to the music from the movie When Harry Met Sally.
The 2024 Hollands Trophy took place in Liverpool, Australia.
The second annual Paradise Coast Classic in Estoril, Florida. It was part of the National Solo Dance Series, but it also featured coupled ice dance as well as singles. And then Skatefest 2024, also part of the National Solo Dance Series. That also featured singles. That took place in West Valley City, Utah.
Skate Dallas was also this past weekend, but results we have not been able to track down yet. So for our featured article this week, Lois Elfman did an article for CurveMag.com titled Olympic Ice Dancer Caitlin Weaver Challenges the Culture of a Hyper-Feminine Sport. I thought this was a great piece.
Yeah, she was sitting front row at the ISU Congress. I saw her when the camera would show all the people there, and I was like, oh, there's Caitlin, so she's there. And this story, we both put it in. I went to go put this into our rundown as the featured article, and Daphne had already had it in there, so we both really enjoyed this article that Lois did on Caitlin, so that's why we made it our feature article this week.
Moving on to social media updates, we should mention this every week, but we do have our posts going over at thisweekinskating.com that lists all of the program information that is getting posted on social media, because that seems to be the place where it all comes out. The skaters are sharing it, which I think is great because it's their news to share, not ours. We can just take our cue from them once they share the information.
Yeah. But if you see a program, like if you see a skater announce a program and then you go to our website and you don't see it listed on our website, please let us know and I can easily add it. So just shoot an email, or you know how to get a hold of us on social media too. Just send a message and I'll get it up there. Well, some other social media updates. Team USA's Audrey Shin announced today that she is going to focus on pairs, and she announced her partnership with Balaj Nagy, and they will train in Toronto. So this is a new team for Team USA, and very interesting. I wish Audrey all the best as she switches disciplines here and gives pairs a try.
We have a bunch of new dance teams coming out. Dana Sabatani Speciale is now going to be skating with Danny Kay. A few new teams in Italy, Laura Finelli and Massimiliano Bucarelli, Martina Lavazza and Raphael Monier, and Alessia Rocci and David Pettigiani are all new teams this season. Maxime Weatherby and Alexander Kolosovsky are a new team for Azerbaijan. And Maria Alieva and Yohora Barzak have now joined the Young Goose Academy and are coached by Matteo Zani.
Well, Valentina Palazzas and Maximiliano Fernandez have set up a GoFundMe account to help with their training, and you can, we'll have the link to their GoFundMe account in our show notes. One thing I wanted to mention about Valentina and Max, they posted after their Grand Prix assignments came out that they're excited that they're going to have Grand Prix assignments with Christina and Anthony. Because Christina and Anthony choreographed one of their programs. So that'll be cool that they'll be at the same Grand Prix assignments. And so they'll get to see, Christina and Anthony will get to see the programs in person early in the season, may give them some pointers, you never know. So I thought that was kind of cool. And former U.S. skater Samantha Casario Kramer gave birth to twin boys just this weekend, Nate Michael and Dean Scott.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Well, moving on to upcoming events for the week. 2024 Southport Summer Classic is going to take place in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. It is a national solo dance series event for the Midwest. Well, you know we like to end our episode with a spotlight on the things that are happening in TWIS, FSO, and IDC. Have to mention that we have a store now. If you want to get some TWIS swag, you can take a look at what's on there. Also, we'll be doing some giveaways once we get a little further into the summer. New over at IDC, we have a new team series article on Amy Sway and Jonathan Rogers. Also going on at IDC, we're on the home stretch, 25 days to 25 years. This coming Saturday, we will celebrate 25 years online. IDC has started as this small idea and grew into something that surpassed my expectations. And so we've been just celebrating. Also, as part of that, if you would like to send us a message or a video or photos, we have a tribute.co that is set up, and we'll put the link in our show notes.
Well, over at FSO, I posted all of the Grand Prix assignments, so those are there in case you need another place to find the Grand Prix assignments. And late last week, we posted an interview with Goko Endo. It's the first in our collegiate series. Our next one should be coming in a few weeks here. Amara is currently in Europe, and so her article will be coming as soon as she gets back. One more thing I want to mention about This Week in Skating. We have another episode for you this week. It's dropping on Wednesday, and it might just be another story time with Anne, and she might have another great story for you. So make sure you check that out.
And if you have questions for Anne about any of her experiences, please send them over to us. We'd love to be able to ask her. She is such a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the number of years that she has been involved in, not just involved in the sport, but even before she was a journalist, she was such a big fan. And so we'd love to have your questions to ask her.
Yeah. And this story she shares this week goes back. We're going back you know, the last two have been the 90s. We're going back on this one. So I hope you enjoy this story time with Anne episode that comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
All right. See you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.